So in terms of new agents, another thing that we talked about in the symposium that Oliver Sartor talked about was bone-targeted therapy. And I wanted to ask you also about radiopharmaceutical therapy that he mentioned, PSMA radiopharmaceuticals particularly. But we also updated on radium-223. Can you talk about, there has been some new data that came out that we talked about at the meeting relating to using radium-223 with secondary hormonal therapy. So can you go through right now where we are with radium-223 and what situations you're utilizing it?
So radium-223 was the most recent drug that was approved for metastatic CRPC. It's already been 5 years ago, so it is the most recent, but it was 2013. Of course, this drug was approved primarily because it prolonged survival compared to just best supportive care, which was a little bit of a surprising finding because we all anticipated that it might reduce bone pain or potentially reduce skeletal-related events, but the fact that it also improved survival was definitely a big plus. And, you know, we've been using this drug for several years now. One of the exciting things that we thought was going to pan out in a positive fashion and didn't really turn out that way was the combination of radium plus abiraterone or the combination of radium plus enzalutamide. And, you know, frankly, this seemed like a natural thing to do. Many of us, including myself, I have to admit, were occasionally giving patients radium-223 and at the same time prescribing abiraterone as part of standard of care or enzalutamide. And there were two big studies that were designed to test this concept. And the one that we have seen the data on, also presented by Matthew Smith at the ESMO meeting, was called the ERA-223 study. So in that trial, patients, it was a large randomized phase three study of radium-223 plus or minus abiraterone. And the anticipated outcome was that the patients getting radium plus abi would have improved survival and perhaps improved progression-free survival as well. And the study was actually terminated early when an independent data safety monitoring committee put the kibosh on the trial. And it was very unexpected, and we were all very surprised. And the reason why they recommended immediate closure of the study was at an interim analysis, it appeared that the fracture rate in the combination group, radium plus abi, was greater than the monotherapy group. And furthermore, on the interim analysis, which was even more concerning, the overall survival at the time of the interim analysis appeared to be numerically and statistically inferior, worse. So patients were dying faster in the combination group. With more follow-up time, the overall survival detriment did not really pan out. It was numerically worse in the combination, but it was not statistically worse. But the fracture, you know, was a real deal. And there's been a lot of speculation as to why that happened. That study was, of course, terminated, and most people, including myself, have never used those two drugs in combination ever since, and I think that's the right thing to do. One theory is that the abiraterone, which of course has to be given with prednisone, could compound the osteoporotic effects on bone. So we know that AR inhibitors themselves can decrease bone mineral density. We also know independently that prednisone, especially at higher doses, can decrease bone mineral density over time. And these patients were often receiving these agents for more than a year, often 2 years. And it turned out that the use of an osteoclast inhibitor, such as denosumab or zoledronic acid, largely abrogated the detrimental effect on bone caused by the combination of radium plus abi. However, even in those patients that did receive a bone targeting agent, there still did seem to be a numerically high risk of fractures in the bone. So that was a very sobering trial. None of us, at least I haven't, seen the results of the enzalutamide plus radium combination, but there is reason to be concerned about that as well. And of course, enzalutamide can also induce bone loss through its anti-AR properties and can decrease bone mineral density and increase osteoporosis risk. And my understanding was, I'm not involved in the trial, was that the trial of enza plus radium now mandates the use of a bone targeting agent. So that was done in response to the very concerning data from the ERA-223.